Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, and Sundays with Andrew Zarian. It's Monday here on this program, and we got a lot to talk about here today. It was a very busy weekend. We had a block of Collision and Rampage, and in fact, this coming Saturday, we got another three-hour block of Collision and Rampage. And we'll be able to talk about all of the shows. Resurgence, New Japan Resurgence, a long show, but a great show. I thought Collision was a good show, Rampage as well. SmackDown was a very good show. And, of course, we got Raw tonight with more from the King of the Ring. And Wednesday, it is AEW Dynamite. I don't know if you're well aware, in Everett, Washington. They've mentioned it 1,000 times. And I'm very happy because I'm going to that show. And they got a lot advertised. So, hey, I've been asking for them to advertise stuff in advance for a long time. At least they've done it for my hometown. There are 9 segments already announced for the Dynamite in Everett. So we're going to go over that, plus the lineup for the King and Queen of the Ring. We had matches that took place on the house shows this weekend. And so we'll tell you who won those matches, where everybody is in the tournament. Got updates on some injuries, including Powerhouse Hobbs and Zelina Vega. Dana White, open to UFC fighters, wrestling in WWE, which I'm sure we're going to see more of as time goes on, and plenty more. If you want to text us here today, 425-780-7566. You can email me at f4wonline@gmail.com. F4wonline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. And on Twitter, it's at Brian Alvarez. We'll get this show on the road in a minute. Observer Live.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. So we got Raw tonight, and lots to talk about. The King of the Ring. The quarterfinals are taking place tonight. We had matches taking place over the weekend. And I guess I got to do a correction. I presume this is true. I was unaware of this, but during the break, somebody was talking about the SmackDown report that I put up on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. All of my TV reports do go up there for subscribers if you want to read my SmackDown, Collision, or Dominion reports. They're up there right now. And they also go out, by the way, to my subscribers on Twitter. But anyway, I was talking about how in the matches, they're still doing that gimmick where the screen goes all weird, there's the glitch and whatever, and if you pause it, there's a, whatever they call it, QR code, and you can click on that and see creepy videos. It's the return of Uncle Howdy and his merry band of vintners. But I noted that there were a number of different issues, including the screen getting all blurry. And it was brought to my attention here that, in fact, the screen going blurry had nothing to do with a fake technical glitch or Uncle Howdy or anything. It was because Naomi was having a wardrobe malfunction. Is that true? Is that what happened?
Really?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
It was in the same match that they did the QR code thing, so I thought they were just screwing it up. And I was just watching this match, and it's like, first we get the glitch. Then they start doing spots, and the thing just goes totally blurry. And then they come back, and then, you know, it goes blurry again. And I was just, at the time, I was sitting there thinking, okay, hold on a second. Like, I get that you want to do something, you know, silly, get the QR code out there. But, like, now you're making it look like you're completely incompetent. I can't even watch this show. The production is so bad. But if that is what happened, then I
was wrong. Wait a second.
I was wrong.
Let's not push it there. The production is so bad in WWE, you have to turn it off and not.
No, the production is great, but if you're going to spend the entire show blurring it and putting glitches all over the screen, you look like you don't know what you're doing. But it turns out they did know what they were doing. They were
another show for that.
They were covering up whatever the wardrobe malfunction was.
Well, that's a good thing.
You can tell she keeps trying to pull back her outfit. She had a loose top. Well, I guess that's it. Well, anyway, here's the update on the tournament. So tonight we have King of the Ring quarterfinals, Ilya Dragunov and Jey Uso, the Gunther match with Kofi Kingston, as we'll get to, Lyra versus Zoe Stark, and Io Sky versus Shayna Baszler. So what happened over the weekend is, first off, Zelina Vega is injured. She's out of the tournament. Adam Pearce noted she was not medically cleared to compete against Shayna Baszler at the WWE house show in Macon, Georgia. And so you'll never guess who replaced Zelina Vega in this prestigious Queen of the Ring tournament. Well, none other than Maxine Dupri. Because why not? There were no other women on earth available.
Well,
so they put in Maxine, who I think has won one match in her entire life. So she lost, obviously, to Shayna Baszler. And then Kofi Kingston actually beat Rey Mysterio. Which kind of makes me sad, because I'm sure that Gunther and Kofi is going to be great, but man, Gunther and Rey Mysterio, that sounds like a dream match to me. So now we also had the Chattanooga house show, where LA Knight beat Santos Escobar to move on, and Tiffany Stratton defeated Meechan to move on. So, you know, we've got these brackets, and if you ask me, anybody ask? Anybody care? If you ask me, I believe that the women's Queen of the Ring is going to be Jade Cargill, and the men's King of the Ring is going to be Jey Uso. That is my prediction for this tournament. Hmm. Any thoughts?
How do you get Gunther out of there? Because I'm
beat
all
him.
For... Well, I know that. I'm all for Jey Uso, actually. And it, you know, again, if they can try to get back a little of the magic they had a while ago with him, it's going to be a good thing. But how does he defeat Gunther? That's very interesting, because I want to be very protective of him. He's one of the only people, even Carmelo Hayes, he's one of the only people in either one of these things that I would look at and go, I don't know if I want to beat him. So how do you go ahead and go about doing that with Jey Uso?
Well, if you ask me, he just beats Gunther.
I am asking you this time.
How
would you do it, Brian?
He just beats the guy. Because, honestly, at the end of the day...
With his move?
Gunther, here's the thing. Gunther was champion for 666 days. Mm-hmm. He set the record.
Yeah.
He's a made man.
Yeah.
Unless the plan is in July or August, it's going to be Gunther versus Cody for the title. I think that Gunther can... put this guy over in the, it'd be the semifinals. Because two things. Number one, you know, that whole deal where Cody and Roman went to WrestleMania and then Roman beat him. One of the reasons that all happened was they figured this thing's hot, we can drag it out another year. Which actually, at the end of the day, they made the right call.
Absolutely.
But the other deal was, well, you know, we can get some other people over in this thing, including Jey Uso. And Jey Uso has gotten over. I mean, he's gotten over bigger than he ever was before. That's true. But did he ever get to that real next level? No, because every time there's a big thing, you know, he loses. That's it. And on Monday, last Monday, when they did that Raw show, and I had people that were at the show, and they told me Jey Uso was the most over guy on the show. He was the most over babyface on the show. And the crowd was going nuts, yeets, the whole nine yards. And, you know, it's time to give it a go. And so I can see him beating Ilya, and I can see him beating Gunther. And then, you know, it's going to come down to, if you look at the other side of the bracket, I mean, however they do it, you could do Jey Uso versus Tama Tonga.
Absolutely.
And Jey Uso beats Tama Tonga and becomes the King of the Ring.
That's the only
absolutely way, what I would do in this tournament.
Only way to do it. Unless you have something in your pocket for Carmelo Hayes when they get back from Saudi Arabia that you want to all of a sudden kick off, there's no reason for him to go to the finals here, especially you can have him lose in a nefarious way to Tama Tonga. This, to me, is the only thing that makes a whole lot of sense, because if it's not Jey Uso, what is going to be, you know, the last match? Because then it's like, well, is it Gunther and LA Knight? Is it Gunther and Carmelo Hayes? You know, to me, this is Jey Uso's tournament to lose, the way things are set up and the way they've positioned him as well, too, because you're right. To me, the lead up to WrestleMania really did hurt. And it was an example of, you were so worried about Rock and Cody and some other things that were going on that you didn't announce matches until late. You didn't take care of the undercard, and they are prone to do that oftentimes in the lead up to a WrestleMania. It's like, our big stuff is big and the rest of the stuff is filler, but Jey and Jimmy should not have been as much filler as they were, because Jey has slipped a little bit since then, and I hope he gets it back.
So on the women's side, I mean, the first side of the bracket has Shayna, Io, Lyra, and Zoe. I don't see any of them winning. So you've got the other side of the bracket, which has Nia, Jade, Tiffany, and Bianca. And I think that Jade obviously beats Nia. And long term,
Nia do another Super Rana.
Long term, they are going to be doing Jade and Bianca, but I don't think they're doing it here. So I think Tiffany is going to beat Bianca, and then Jade beats Tiffany. So Jade, who is one half of the tag team champions with Bianca, wins the Queen of the Ring, beating whoever's on the other side. Bianca's angry because she got knocked out of the tournament early. Her tag partner is the Queen. They've already been teasing that Bianca's going to make a turn. And so I don't know if they're going to do that at SummerSlam. I think that's more of a WrestleMania match.
But I got another way to play this.
But I think that that's the way they're going here.
I don't know. I know we're pushing up on time here, but hey, Jade Cargill losing to Tiffany Stratton because Nia Jax does something, comes back, trips her up or something like that. Because, I mean, Jade Cargill is not going to have that many singles matches. And if you want to kick Tiffany Stratton off, I could see something like that happening with her then getting a victory over Bianca. So coming out of this, you have Jade against Tiffany. You have Bianca against Tiffany, which was probably going to be the best match out of all of them, and you might be able to keep Nia Jax in that mix a little bit.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Hey, I got a lot of other news here.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I got lots of it here. Powerhouse, poor Powerhouse. Out of action. Says getting injured in that Moxley match. Patellar tendon injury.
Patella.
It's his patella. But he got patellar tendon repair. Hmm. Yeah. And he says, not sure what to say. Injuries happen. We deal with them. We recalibrate. We rebuild. We reinvent. Real test is to come back. I've been told I'll come back. Like nothing ever happened. So that's at least good.
Yeah, good.
But he says, why do I feel so angry right now? Because it's all BS. He says, nobody comes back the same after an injury. The only choice is to come back better. So he's going to heal and recover and return. And all the best to Powerhouse.
Damn right.
He's one of many guys that was extremely underutilized by AEW. He's awesome.
He is, and hopefully when he comes back, he doesn't have that big albatross hanging around his neck there from Manitoba. Got to get rid of that guy. Career will be on the upswing.
And we've got Dana White saying he's open to UFC fighters crossing over to WWE. You don't say?
Well.
Derek Lewis. Who, by the way, if he wants to go to WWE, he should stop mooning people. I mean.
Are you sure?
You can't do that on WWE.
Yeah, but he doesn't.
And he also, I think, took out his cup and threw it into the press area.
Well,
surprised Dave hasn't done that of late.
Big time in WWE.
Yeah. Tom was not happy to hear this. I don't blame him.
What about, well, did he originate the throwing of the cup? Or
no, the fact that if he were in UFC, he might get a WWE match.
Well.
Now he's stuck losing to the West Coast Wrecking Crew.
Oh, come on.
I tried to tell this guy. Well. Yep, he never listens to me. I don't know what I tried to tell him. But him and I wouldn't have lost to the West Coast Wrecking Crew.
You think he's had a conversation with Fred about his time with Bob Backlund?
I don't know. Maybe they need to find Bob Backlund.
You know what? That actually might be a great idea.
Yeah.
Might be a great idea.
Yeah. So it took place this weekend. I guess we can talk about Resurgence now.
Oh, that?
We got the lineup for the upcoming Dominion show. But I think we need to get through Resurgence before we talk about that. Because this was quite the excellent show, although it's too damn long. It's too long.
And apparently very difficult to order.
Oh, it was a murder to order. But, you know, five hours is too long, guys, okay? I know people on the internet like to think that I only complain about long shows when it's WWE, but that's actually not true. I complain about all long shows being too long. And, you know, it actually kind of... It sort of reminded me a little bit of like one of those WWE shows where, you know, at the beginning, everything's going along just fine. And you're sitting there thinking, man, this show's going to be over 3.5 hours. Just boom, boom, boom. That's the way I like it. And then, oh my God, the last 2 hours, they stretched that thing out forever before they finally got to the end. And hey, everything was good. Not complaining about the matches. But, you know, this show started at 7 Pacific. 7 Pacific. I realize it's New Japan. I realize normally you watch it starting at 11 or 1 or whatever you're at because it's in Japan. But, I mean, if you're bringing it to this country, you know what I'm saying? They're bringing it to America. And the show ended at 2 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast. 2 o'clock in the morning.
Joey Janela's spring break is impressed.
So, some of the main things. Filthy Tom and Filthy Fred, they lost. They lost to Royce and Jarrell, who had beat them up and shaved Tom's head.
They've been aggressive recently.
I thought for sure Tom would get his revenge, but he done got beat. Mm-hmm. So that was sad. And now I guess Royce Isaacs and Jarrell on their way to presumably challenging for the tag team titles.
As well they should.
Yeah. We had TMDK versus Phantasmo and Hikuleo for the New Japan Strong Openweight titles. Phantasmo and Hikuleo won. If you guys are wondering who's the next guy in the bloodline, at some point it's going to be old Hikuleo here.
Oh, yeah.
Guy's a lot better. Mm-hmm. Got a lot of size. Mm-hmm. He's going to make it big.
Yes, he does. Great hair, too. Luxurious.
Stephanie Vaquer and Alex Windsor for the Strong Women's title. You know, it's a good show when this was like, I don't want to call it the worst match on the show, but it was not the highest rated match on the show. It was lowest. But it was still like a 3-star. It was a good match. And they only got about 10 minutes, which is one of the main problems. But the Stephanie Vaquer is really good.
Yes, she is.
Very good. We had my most, this one maybe entertained me the most. Naito and Yota Tsuji versus David Finlay and Kenta. Brother, if you want to see two giant stars work a show like it's a house show, have I got a show for you. Naito and Kenta, I mean, the best I can say is they showed up. And Yota Tsuji and David Finlay, they worked their asses off. They did great.
They had to.
But my God. First, like, Naito and Kenta can't even get their spots right. Like, the very first spot they tried, they were both on different pages. And then, you know, they finally get in there at the end. And I swear to God, there's like a few minutes left in the match. And Tsuji's been, you know, beaten on or whatever. And Tsuji finally gives a big hot hand to Naito. And as God is my witness, he steps into the ring and he walks into his hot tag. He walked. He did not run. He walked across the ring to begin his hot tag. And then he goes back and forth with Kenta. And then it's time for that Destino. And, you know, you mentioned that that spot they did with Nia Jax. I think her and
Naomi.
Was it her and Naomi that did the Frankensteiner?
Yes.
The slowest Frankensteiner of all time.
Well,
that thing, that Frankensteiner was an Olympic sprint compared to this Destino that Naito and Kenta did together. It was so hilariously slow. It was like a parody.
Destino.
It was like two guys, you know, that had never wrestled before decided to do a Destino. And it looked horrible. And I figured, okay, well, Kenta will kick out and they'll get it right the second time. Nope, he stayed down. They went home.
No, exactly. Let's just let it go. Let it go.
So actually, I you know what? I also gave this 3 stars. So I would give the edge to Stephanie Vaquer and Alex Windsor. They actually had a better match than at least Kenta and Naito did. Then we had Tanahashi and Zack Sabre Jr. You know? Tanahashi is going to be... These guys, I think they could both be in their 80s and probably have a 3.5-star match. Because it's the only thing Tanahashi can do right now. He can barely move, but he can do this type of match. And they've wrestled, I think they said 11 times. I find that hard to believe. Maybe 111. And it was, you know, it was really good. Sabre hit the Zack driver and pinned him. Then we had the Mean Guy match with Jeff Cobb and Lance Archer, which Jeff Cobb won, caught him on an Undertaker rope walk spot and gave him the tour of the islands and pinned him. That was a good match.
Jeff
Very
Cobb's
good match.
Great. Oh, my God.
They were both great.
They are, and Lance is fantastic. But, you know, Jeff Cobb has been one of those people. He's been a New Japan regular that they just, to me, have not utilized enough. I thought you had a chance with him and Okan as a team. We'll see what happens when he comes over and teams up with Kyle Fletcher in AEW. That's, you know, that's nice to see him get some shine. To me, he's one of those guys, if I ran a promotion, he would be near the top, at least as far as killing people. I mean, he really is great.
And then we had Shingo and Yuya Uemura for the Never Openweight title.
What did they do to my boy?
The work was, like, really good, but the story of this match sucked.
Yeah.
It was just, hey, I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to beat Yuya Uemura for 25 minutes. He's going to get maybe 5% of the match. We're going to convince you that he has to be winning because I'm beating him so badly. And then I'm going to beat him worse and pin him. Like, wow. Well,
he would have been better off staying in TNA.
He needs to go on another excursion after this match.
He needs to get the hell out of New Japan. That's what it feels like. They have done some odd things when it comes to their young group of guys that they have. You know, they're pushing Ren Narita. But with Yuya Uemura, you bring him back, you act like you have absolutely no idea what you're doing with him. And I don't think
you cut his hair off.
Well, they put him in that match with Okan, and then, you know, you were with Tsuji, and he ends up losing his hair, and for what? It's like, that's what you do as a young boy before you get sent away, and they seem to have...
Well, he needs to be sent away again.
Well, they seem to have...
Come back when your hair's long.
Well, to me, come back over here where we can appreciate how you wrestle like Steamboat and actually do something.
I was trying to jump in on you, Mike, because it's a break. Observer Live! Yeah.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy? Totalmente! And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts? Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely! Totalmente! Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your Total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship.
800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts, until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon Franchisor SBB LLC.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So we had Eddie Kingston, Gabe Kidd. Ooh. Hey, the match was...
Is Eddie okay? That's what
we don't know if Eddie is okay yet.
Jesus Christmas.
We'll hopefully find out soon.
I hope he had knee braces on, because that's going to be the only... I think that might be the only thing that saved him from breaking both of his legs. Oh, my heavens.
So he got suplexed off the apron. He's supposed to go through a table, but the barricade was too close to the ring, and he just...
They were too close to the barricade, let's be honest here.
Well, there's nothing they could do,
Yes, not do the spot.
Well, I mean, you could not do the spot, but
I mean, I would assume that they measured this beforehand, so Gabe Kidd was...
I assure you they did not.
Then kids, guess what? You get what you get when that happens.
Well...
Unfortunately, it happened to Eddie Kingston.
If you watch the matches these guys have, this is what happens when these guys wrestle.
Gabe Kidd is ungovernable.
They're two maniacs.
Yes, they are.
And he whacked his leg on the deal.
Legs.
And it was just one. I mean, he hit them both, but it was one that freaking flew back, and he grabbed it. And he was hurt bad enough that they almost didn't do the post-match angle. Like, they were down for a long time, and I guess Jungle Boy was like, this guy can't get up, I'm not going out there. And he ended up being able to get up and get in the ring, and so they shot the angle with the Young Bucks and Jack Perry. And, you know, he did walk to the back, so he did get back there. He was limping like crazy in the back, and it's kind of a wait and see. Is he going to be able to make the pay-per-view? I mean, if he can't, then they've got an easy, you know, he was beaten up by Jack Perry and the Young Bucks, and they can find a replacement.
Oh, man, well, you do to me, with how they did the Claudio interviews over the weekend, he wasn't putting it on Eddie as much as he was putting it on he wants to save his friend Bryan Danielson from going through hell, and him getting dragged into this, if Eddie's going to be out, I think that would be a nice way to do it.
Then we had the John Moxley shooter match. You know, someone on the chat here was like, you know, this new crop, they're just not doing it. And I thought, wait a second. Okay, Yuya Uemura has been a swing and a miss so far, but Shota Umino was great in this match. And Yoda Tsuji is great. You know, people were arguing he should have been the champion. I mean, this Shota Umino, this guy's going to be, he's going to be great. I mean, he went in there with Moxley, and granted, it's John Moxley. You know, he's going to have a great match with anybody. But they were following that previous match. And I don't think anybody thought Shota Umino was winning the title. But, I mean, by the time they got to the last 10 minutes of this match, I mean, they got this crowd that it was, I mean, 5 hours into the show, tired. I mean, they had a great match. They had great near falls. They had a couple of spots where I think the crowd actually thought, oh, my God, he's actually going to do it, but he didn't. And then he finally got killed with the Death Rider and pinned. And, you know, they bowed afterwards, and then old Ren Narita and Evil come out. And Ren Narita as well, there's another one, you know? Yeah. This new crop is going to be all right.
The new crop is absolutely going to be all right in the long run, Brian.
Do you guys remember Nakamura before he was Nakamura?
You know what? I was one of the only people that liked that incarnation of Nakamura and how they pushed him, and then... They pushed him in such a fast way because he was going to have a fight on New Year's Eve, ends up getting his eye socket broken because, you know, who was it? Ignashoff timed his knee strikes and ended up cracking his eye socket. And then, you know, it was that Inokiism thing. So, yeah, I mean, Tanahashi was not looked at as a huge star by some in New Japan, if you can believe that, you know, because at the time they were looking at, well, Shibata, they were looking at other people. So, you know, things are going to be fine, but I think if you watch New Japan on a regular basis, you see some of the problems in the booking, and you see where these guys maybe should be further along and involved in more important things. But with that said, Yeah, when you see them in one match, especially against the John Moxley for the IWGP title in a big situation, you can see why down the line everybody is going to be okay, because these guys are really well skilled. Hikuleo is another one. I'm sorry, not Hikuleo, but Hinare is another one who they're trying to incorporate back now into the mix. They gave him a distinct look. They have him doing kind of more of the savage thing, but he can fill a void, and he's another one of those younger guys that they have there where it would be great to see them. It would be great to see a little more coherent and better booking that's not so reliant on the ridiculousness of House of Torture nonsense and Bullet Club nonsense over and over.
You know, another thing that people need to think about, I'm just throwing out some random names here because I know, you know, it doesn't matter who I say, people are going to get mad. But Yota Tsuji.
He's going to be a star.
Shota Umino.
He's the chosen.
Well, hold on. You're jumping over my point.
Good.
Yota Tsuji.
Yeah.
Shota Umino. Mm-hmm. Okay. These young lions we're talking about. They all broke in 2017, 2018. Okay. Well, Fallon Henley. She's been doing this as long as they have. Dante Martin.
But Brian,
Dante Martin has been doing this longer than everybody that I just mentioned. Like, the idea that these people aren't coming along fast enough, like, they're doing fine. And
how old is Dante Martin?
23.
Yuya Uemura is 29 years old. This has been one of the problems with New Japan, that you can say they've had the luxury of this when times have been good, that guys end up breaking
out. He's actually 27.
Okay, the guys who break out a little bit later because they've been so good on top, well, right now they could really use these guys kind of in better positions than they may have some others. But again, in the long run, everything is going to be okay. And they have guys like Ryohei Oiwa and other guys that are out there that are coming behind this next class. But like, ask Tom about Oleg Bolton. At this point, you should have him mashing over people and trying to make him a little bit of a monster. What exactly are you waiting for with this guy?
They'll get him. I've had a lot of people raving about that guy. Like, they think he's going to be like, I'm talking IWGP World Heavyweight Champion. This Oleg Bolton.
I don't, you know, in this, actually, right now, with what the environment is, he could absolutely be an IWGP champion. He could in the mix that they're in right now with a lot of, again, this is a big changeover. It's not as bad as it was way back in the day, but we're seeing an entire changeover when it comes to New Japan and the structure of it. Nakamura, Okada's gone, as you talked about. Tanahashi, Naito can barely move. And who's right under them? You know, it's pretty thin right now, so you could actually do a Bolton thing. I don't think they will, but you could.
Spurs says, poor Dante catching strays over here. You guys don't understand what I'm saying, obviously. Okay? I'm actually sticking up for Dante Martin, okay? I'm making a point about Dante Martin. And the point I'm trying to make is, when AEW debuted, how long ago was this? 5 years ago? Mm-hmm. Like, the very first time we saw Dante Martin, okay? It was like, oh my God, look at this guy. Few years, this guy is going to be, God only knows. Okay, it's 2024. He's in literally the exact same spot.
Yeah.
He is a member of Top Flight, and he's doing jobs for the stars. He is in the exact same position. And I can rattle off names if you want me to, but people get mad. But there's one guy after another who was like, in a few years, my God, this guy's so young, in the exact same spot. I don't want to get the guy in trouble, but Nick Wayne, okay? We are now, I think, exactly 2 months away from Nick Wayne's 19th birthday. He was signed when he was 16 for a reason. Why was he signed when he was 16? Because the idea was, my God, wait till he's 18. Can you imagine? Where is Nick Wayne now compared to where he was when he was signed? He is in the exact same spot. He's out doing great matches everywhere except AEW. He had a one-hour match with Joey Janela Defy that everybody's raving about. It was at Defy. On television, he comes down to the ring with Christian, and whenever there's a promo segment, his mother is doing all the talking. This is a problem, okay? I did the Collision and the Rampage report yesterday, and I like most shows, but, you know, I was pointing out that, man, you know, you watch these shows, and, like, there's one thing that all AEW matches have in common, and that is you always know who's going to win, okay? On pay-per-view, it's a little different, but I can usually pick every single pay-per-view match as well. So in AEW, you always know who is going to win in every match, okay? And it's either, on Rampage, a total squash, where it's like the star just runs through the other person, and then we just move on to the next match. Or if it's Dynamite or Collision, they have a banger. They go back and forth. No matter where anybody is on the totem pole, they go back and forth, and then, you know, the person you know is going to win is going to win, okay? So the person was like, well, what do you want? What do you want? Because you seem to be complaining about everything. And what I want is for AEW to grow. I want AEW to grow. AEW right now is below where they were in 2019, okay? And all I heard over the winter was, just wait, we're going to get Okada, we're going to get Ospreay, we're going to get Mercedes, like all these names. This thing's going to blow up. It hasn't blown up. It's exactly where it was, okay? And one of the problems is that you need stars, okay? You need stars. And right now, the stars are people that come in from the outside. They come in from the outside, they're stars on day one. Then what? Then everybody gets homogenized, okay? Everyone's in the exact same spot. The people that never lose are still the people that never lose. The people that never win are still the people that never win. The people that are young guys on their way up are still young guys on the way up 5 years later. You have to create stars, okay? And Will Ospreay going 50-50 with Lee Moriarty, it doesn't do either of these guys any favors. Nope. Lee Moriarty is not higher on the card than he was before that match. He's in the exact same spot. All you do is tell people that Will Ospreay is the best in the world. He's the best in the world. He's the best in the world, okay? The best in the world should not go in there and go 50-50 with Lee Moriarty and barely win, okay? There's, you know what it means to be over, okay? Being over is your name is on the marquee and people tune in large numbers and people buy tickets to go see you, okay? Being over is not having a good match and doing a lot of moves and everybody is cheering. Now, Will Ospreay, here's the thing about Will Ospreay. Will Ospreay is where he is now because, in large part, he did go out and have fantastic matches with everybody. And you knew you were going to have a great match anytime Will Ospreay was on any show. He built his name that way. He became a star, and he got himself signed by doing that, okay? With first New Japan and now AEW. But he needs to be over in a different way now.
Exactly.
He's made it to that position, but now he needs to be over in a different way than just having great matches. He needs to be a star. When Will Ospreay is on the show, numbers need to go up. Should Will Ospreay be wrestling on every single show against everybody? No. People got really mad about MJF. Oh, I don't like MJF. I'm sick of MJF, blah, blah, blah. You know that guy knew better than most people in AEW? I shouldn't be wrestling on every show. I shouldn't be on every show. I should be picking my spots. I should be picking my segments. I should be picking my matches. And that guy popped numbers better than almost anybody. So if you want to know what I want to see, an evolution. Build up the business. Build up the stars. How did I even get into that? Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, anyway, where were we?
I don't know.
Hey, I know I got one thing to say, and that is that there's a heck of a Dynamite coming up. You guys realize that I like wrestling? Why does everyone think I hate it? I wouldn't get so mad if I hated it. I just wouldn't watch it or care.
Actually, you are.
That's why I get so mad about NXT.
Driven mad.
Never seen a promotion that I liked more that tried so hard to make me hate it. At NXT.
NXT is
stupid thing with those mobsters. God.
Can you? Do you think it is going to be more over the top when they hit CW? That it is It really is like take a behind the scenes look at Wrestling University with these wacky kids and their crazy interactions.
Brother, here's the problem. Here's the problem. You guys keep saying that. Just wait till it goes to the CW.
Well, I'm wondering.
But here's a question. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
I got a question for you, okay?
All right.
I swear to God, this is an honest question.
All right.
How could it be more CW than it is right now?
Oh,
how?
It could. It could.
We have babyface murderers.
Yeah.
You're going to be more. Like,
girls
how?
Understand why,
they're going to kidnap more people? They'll have more romance storylines?
Yeah.
They'll have more?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yes. More of that sort of stuff weaving into the show that lead into the matches? Yeah, I absolutely can see that.
I don't even mind half the stuff. What, Lash Legend and Trick Williams are having an affair? That's cool. But, like, your babyface mobsters. And then, did I tell you this one? I was like, they shoved the guy in. I forget what I said they did to the guy. But then someone was there like, they only shoved him in the freezer. I was like, oh, so you've never been locked away in a... Okay, yeah. I'm sure that guy was really comfortable in that freezer.
Just watch.
They only put him in a freezer. They're nice guys, you see. They didn't put him in a cauldron of lava. They just put him in a freezer. I'm out of here. Wrestling Observer Live.